I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. We're on hiatus. And we're posting some of the best Watch What Happens Live episodes from our vault. This is Cher.
As the homosexual prophets once foretold would happen on this day, Chermageddon is upon us. Be prepared to die of happiness and join me in Cheradise. Happy Pride, everybody. It's Watch What Happens Live with Cher. Trying to keep my ass together at the end of what has to be the biggest week in history for gay Americans. Yeah, all the Supreme Court stuff yesterday was great, but right now, OMFG, please welcome the goddess of pop and everything else. Her new single, Woman's World, is out now. It's Cher! Hi, Cher. It is so nice to meet you. Wow. Cher in the clubhouse. Nice to meet you. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
You look gorgeous.
Thank you.
You wore special shoes for us, yeah. Too. This is amazing. Wow. Okay. Excellent.
I heard you liked the shoes in the bottom of people's souls.
Yes. I like to get...
This is my soul.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's your soul. I like to get to the bottom of people's souls.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good
we
luck.
We have a lot of work. Okay, all right. Well, I originally didn't want to share with a bartender, but then I realized that I've spent 19 years of haircuts listening to my hair guy yammering about Cher. He is Cher's biggest fan. It's Tony Faringo. Hi, Tony. Tony, are you freaking out right now?
It is such a pleasure.
Thank you.
I'm almost speechless, but yes. I'll get it back.
Okay.
You look gorgeous.
Good. Yes, she does. Okay, Cher won a Grammy for her thoughts on this matter, but we want to know what you at home think. Tonight's poll question is, do you believe in life after love? Yes or no? Text your vote to 27286. We will reveal those results before the end of the show. Cher, do you believe in life after love?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
I would hope so. Right. After how rich you've gotten off that song.
No, I loved it. So, yeah, I guess
yes,
I do.
It's a great song. Okay, I'm trying not to hog Cher. So if you have a question for her, give us a call at 877-33-BRAVO or tweet me at Bravo Andy. While you do that, here's what three Cher things I'm obsessed with tonight. Over 1.5 million followers know that Cher's Twitter account is the most enchanting must-read item on the internet. Yes. Do you ever sleep, by the way? Because you tweet very late at night, Cher.
Well, I have strange sleeping hours.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I wake up early in the morning and you're still going strong on the West Coast.
No, people think that I'm demented. My tweets sometimes are hard to understand. And a lot of people just go, I don't know what you're saying, but I love you, so it doesn't make any difference.
Okay, well, here's what. Though I relish every tweet, I don't always understand what's going on.
But you know what? I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. I just wish anyone would tell me, what am I doing wrong?
Well, I think you're doing everything right. Let's go through a few and see what you've had to say. So,
no,
here's
but,
one.
But wait. But okay. Am I tweeting the thing that the person said, or do they just think I'm randomly talking?
Sometimes you're randomly talking, but, and other times you are responding to others.
Okay.
Yes, you responded to Kelly Ripa the other day when she tweeted us saying,
yes,
yes,
and
so
that was
good.
A miracle.
Yes, that was good.
It took me an hour. It took me an hour to
do that. Okay. You said the other day, I piss and moan about ridiculous things. Wake up and smell $50 Starbucks, bitch. Life is hard and sad and glorious and bipolar and lonely and magnificent. Is that just a late night rant?
No, that's true.
Okay. Here's another, and now she is going to pay with her blood and raw bleeding flesh and open bone marrow. Do you know who you were talking about there?
That chick that's called Chaz something.
Oh, really? Okay, terrible. Okay, now someone asked you, how did you celebrate Madonna's birthday, and you said you got a colonic. But you're good with Madonna, right?
I'm totally good with Madonna. Okay. Madge and I have gone through our things, but I'm totally good with her.
Okay, good. Okay.
But come on, it was funny.
Oh, it's hilarious. Okay, so you said some poor boy sent me something that looked like a picture of his penis. Two words for you, dear heart: penile implant. So it was small.
I don't even know. He just pissed me off, and I think it was his penis, but who could tell?
Okay, thank you very much. Finally, between her recording career, TV career, and film career, there ain't nobody Cher don't know. Here's what, it's time to serve up a little gypsies, tramps, and tea. Cher, I'm gonna show you a picture of a former co-star or someone you know, and you just tell me the first thing that comes to your mind about that person, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, first up is Elvis.
Well, I didn't really know him. He invited me once for a weekend, and I just was too frightened. But I wish I'd gone, because no matter what would have happened, it would have been something.
Okay, Whitney Houston.
I don't really know her.
Okay, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, I love him. He's crazy.
Yeah.
But I love him.
I was gonna ask, has he gone off the deep end at this point?
Well, it doesn't make a difference. We all go off the deep end.
Right.
I quit the movie because they weren't gonna hire him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad you went back. Meryl Streep.
Oh gosh, she's just my idol and I think she's fabulous.
Phil Spector.
Well, he was my first job and he was crazy and he paid me $25 for a year's work.
Wow, oh God.
My mother didn't believe I was working.
And now, Michael Jackson.
I have too much information.
Oh really? Tom Cruise.
Oh. Well, he wasn't a Scientologist then.
Right. Okay, very good. Thank you very much, Cher. Now, you two dated a little bit in
yes.
the day.
Uh-huh.
And so was that like a hot and heavy relationship, would you say?
Well, it was pretty hot and heavy for a little minute.
Yeah, that's
good. Also, he's a great guy. I mean, he was, the person that I knew was a great, lovable guy.
Okay. Okay, it's game time already. We had planned to plead the fifth with Cher, okay? But we wanted to raise the stakes a little bit. So all night, we're gonna play Truth or Cher. Cher, you have a choice. Either you answer a Cher-related truth, okay, question,
yeah.
Or you do a Cher dare, which is just something Cher-ish, okay? It's gonna be very easy. I'll be happy with whichever you choose. So for this first one, do you want a truth or a Cher?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, do you want a question or do you want to do something a little fun that will amuse me?
I want a question.
Okay. Out of all of your old flames, who was your all-time best lover?
Well, a lot of them kind of came in first.
Really?
Yeah.
Who comes to mind?
I've had just the greatest lovers ever.
Where did Tom Cruise rank on that list?
Well, he was in the top five.
Really? Top five, and that's a list.
Yeah, that's a list.
Okay. All right.
It's not a long list. Okay. It's just a good list.
Okay. Thank you very much, Cher. Okay, speaking of lovers, Joaquin M. wants to know if you've ever had a lesbian lover, and we've gotten this a lot.
Oh, God. Who hasn't?
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's impressive.
I mean, you have, you know, I stole a horse when I was 13, you know? So why wouldn't I?
But did you take it as a lover?
No. No, I took it to Santa Ana.
Where else would you go? Is there going to be another tour after the album comes out in September?
We're talking about it.
Yeah, that would be great. What, do you have a favorite and least favorite song to perform at this point?
It's hard because there are songs that I really like to perform that aren't hits, so it's a little bit dicey. Like, I like Song for the Lonely, I can't remember right now, but...
Do you have a least favorite song? One that you know you have to perform, but it just, you're like, ah.
Jesse James.
Oh, great, that's what we were playing during the break. Wonderful. So we pissed Cher off during the commercial break. Okay, let's go. Now there's all these rumors about the song you recorded with Lady Gaga. Are we gonna hear that song? Is it gonna...
You know, I don't think so, because she decided that she just doesn't like it. I think it's great, but you know, she's an artist. She gets to say what she wants to say. Well, and it's her song, and you know, I play it by myself.
Okay.
But it's good.
Okay, well, maybe we'll play that between the break next time. Let's go to the phones for Cher. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Nicole Barada, and I'm calling from Utica, New York.
Hey, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hi, Cher.
Hi.
Oh, my God. My question is, if you could meet anyone in the world, dead or alive, who would it be and what would you say to them?
Oh, I think Jesus, and I would just say, dude, what's the deal?
That's good. That's very good. That's very good. Now, Carrie B said, since you've been such a magnificent contributor to every decade for the last...
100 years.
Right, okay. Which decade was your favorite and why?
Oh, well, I liked the 80s.
Yeah.
I liked the 80s because I had so much fun and I was just going everywhere all the time and I could go naked when I was swimming and...
Right.
And
you
I like
still
that.
Go naked when you're...
Not as good as I could then.
Okay. Back to the phones for Cher. We're live in New York City. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Kat from New Jersey and I'm about 3 inches away from freaking out like a 12-year-old girl at a Bieber concert.
Me too. What's your question?
I love you, Andy, but I'll worship Cher.
Yes.
And my question for Miss Cher is, what's on your bucket list?
Oh, what's on your bucket list?
Oh.
Meeting Jesus?
No. He wasn't. He's not that. He's much higher than that.
Yeah.
What do I really want to do? I want to... This is not much of anything. I want to build a Bellany's house.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you can do that.
Well, I know, but I haven't done it. It's a bucket list.
All right. Okay. Very good. Okay. Excellent. What do you consider your best movie role? John B. wants to know on Facebook.
Well, probably Moonstruck because I think I was pretty good in that.
Yeah. Oh my God. You were so good in that. Are you kidding me? Do you have a boyfriend right now? You do. You tweet about him.
Well, I do, but you know what? The thing is, the moment anyone knows you have a boyfriend, you don't have a boyfriend.
Right.
Because it's just too hard. People don't want to be like hounded to death.
Right. Right. So you keep it under the radar.
On the down low.
Yeah, on the down low. Okay, good. Back to the phones for Cher. Caller. Oh, there's no call. Okay. Okay, all right. Your eulogy
to Sonny
was so incredible. I rewatched it the other day on YouTube. You said at the time it was the hardest thing you've ever had to do. Does that remain the hardest thing you've had to do in your life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was just, it was so strange. It was very Italian because we were all cooking the whole time and we were having a big party at the house. And it was like we were having a big party and the only person that wasn't there was Son.
Yeah.
So we were all cooking and talking and all that. And then I got stuck with the eulogy, which I really didn't want to do because I felt I couldn't, I just didn't know how I could do it. And I just had these yellow pages and I was just ripping pages and shit like that. And then I did it, but I wanted to do a more kind of closer to the vest thing, but then right. it wasn't. It didn't turn out to be like that.
Wow. So the album comes out in September.
Yes.
And you told me before the show that you thought it was your best album.
It absolutely is.
Really? Why?
Because I got the greatest songs, and I don't have to lower my keys.
That's good. Now, you got, by the way, people were ripping on you for the skunk hat during the, on The Voice last week. Talk to me about that.
It was just, I mean, come on. It was just a TV show, and I had this idea, and I thought it would be really fun, and it was fun, and people talked about it. It's just, I mean, this is not rocket science. We're not curing cancer. We're just, yes. I'm just entertaining people.
That sound means it's truth or share time again. Share. Pick a truth or a share.
Which is the easiest?
I think a share. And you'll really be indulging me even further.
Have I indulged you yet?
Yes, you have, okay. Just by being here.
Okay.
Okay, you're gonna pick a share? Okay, thank okay. you. Share, can you and I reenact your famous scene from my favorite movie, Moonstruck, okay? Where you slap me and say, snap out of it. I'll give you the Nick Cage line, and then you give it to me, all right?
All right, would you like me to take my rings
off? I think so, yeah. Thank you. Okay. I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Yes! Thank you so much. Over at the bar is a guy who loves Cher with all of his hairdressing heart. It's Tony Faringo. Yeah! Tony, what do you love most about Cher? Is there one thing, or what do you want to tell her? It's been this whole
oh,
lifetime.
It's just that, you know, you have been the coolest person ever since I can remember, and, you know, it's been a joy and an inspiration for all of the pleasure that you have given me, so much pleasure between your music and your movies, and it's just been wonderful. And I know I'm not alone in, you know, that sentiment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's go to the phones for Cher. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Genesis. I don't know if you remember me.
Oh, I do. Wait, Genesis, you are or are not an exotic dancer? I can't remember.
I will be an exotic dancer for you and for Cher.
Thank you very much. Okay, Genesis, what's your question?
Okay, Cher, I just want to say that I love you and I am a huge fan.
Okay.
And I know that you have had a lot of your costumes designed by Bob Mackie through the years. And I was just wondering if you had a favorite or one that you remember that you love.
Favorite costume?
Well, you know, it's, oh gosh, I have three that I really love. I have the one that I wore the year I didn't get nominated for Mask, which was the big feather black
yes,
mohawk.
Love it. Yes.
I love my first Indian costume.
Yes. Half breed.
And I love Turn Back Time.
Turn Back Time, of course. Wow, those are three great costumes. Okay, on that note, it is time for my Mazel of the Day, and it goes to Cher. Cher, take my hand. I just want to say, it's been such a crazy amount of fun, but I just want to tell you in all sincerity that when I was a kid at home sitting 2 inches from the TV waiting for the Cher show to start, the second that you came down that ramp, you gave me life, you gave me hope, you gave me goosebumps, you gave me fairy dust and inspiration, you gave me everything. Thank you, Cher! Now, we're actually going to let Cher choose the jackal of the night because she rants and raves on Twitter. So who's your jackal today?
Senator Ted Cruz.
Okay.
Because he's just an a**hole constantly. And he doesn't like gay people. He
right?
doesn't like any people who are not Americans born here. And
right?
he just doesn't like anything. He's so right wing. He's just pisses me off constantly.
Thank you so much, Cher. He's constantly an a-hole. What more do you want? Today's poll question was, do you believe in life after love? Yes! Thank you. We have a very hopeful audience. Hey, everybody. It's Andy. It's Watch What Happens Live After Show. We're live in Manhattan on BravoTV.com. I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm here with Cher, everybody. Hi, Cher. At the bar, it's my hair man, Tony Faringo. It's Cher's biggest fan. Thank you, Tony. Now, Cher is performing at the Pier Dance at Gay Pride, and her new single is Woman's World, which is available for download right now. We got a bunch of tweets from people saying that Hillary Clinton should use that song as her campaign theme for her run for president if she does it.
It couldn't hurt.
It couldn't hurt. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. you know what album I love of yours is the album that Walking on Memphis was on with It's a Man's World.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
I made the circle.
That's, It's such, that is such a great album, but you have a lot of great ballads on that. And anyway, I just want to listen to it all the time. Let's go to the phones for Cher. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hi, Andy. It's Leslie from New Jersey.
Hey, Leslie. What's going on?
Nothing. Cher, I have to ask my question because I'm going to pass out just talking to you.
Okay.
I'm so excited. I'm waiting to see what other movies you're going to be doing, what else we're going to see you in.
Well, you know, I never thought I would do a lot of movies, and I actually, obviously, I haven't, but I'm working on something. I'm writing something with my partner for Logo, and I would really like to do more film. It's just the strangest thing. Like, a film has got to affect me in a certain way, and when they come, I do them, and when I don't, I have something else to do. So I don't know. Like a long bullshit way of saying I don't know.
No, but that's good. Loved you in Burlesque.
Thank you.
And I love You Haven't Seen the Last of Me. What a great song.
I like it too.
Great song. Back to the phones for Cher. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Oh, give me 2 seconds. Hold on. My name is Stephanie. And I'm calling from Boston, New York. I'm sorry.
Sweetie, where are you going? Oh,
I'm just really nervous. But, okay. Oh, my God. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry. I have a question, and it's kind of funny. My mother, Jackie, was always a really big fan. She's still a really big fan. But when I was little, she used to sing I Got You, Babe, to me when I was upset or sad or couldn't sleep or something. So I was just wondering, like, what type of songs did you sing to Chaz when he was a little one to, like, you know, make him happy or sleep or anything like that?
I don't really know. It was more stories. There was kind of no singing, truthfully. I think it was more stories or just laying down and talking and stuff like that. I didn't really sing that much, you know? I mean, I didn't sing that much around the house,
I loved, as everyone did, that moment where Chastity would come out at the end of the Sonny and Cher show and you would sweetly and quietly talk to her. Whose idea was that?
I actually don't remember. I think it was Sun's idea,
truthfully.
But, you know, because we went through a big dip period. We came out really strong in the 60s. And, you know, and then by 70-something, we were really in trouble. Owed the government a gazillion dollars and had to go on the road playing the worst places, the Elmwood Casino, and just terrible places. We were cooking in our room. And then Sun said, you know, give me 2 years. I promise you, it'll be better than it was before. So Chaz used to, like, lead the orchestra. I mean, you know, she could do anything at that point.
Wow.
And everybody thought she was great. So then we were just used to her being around.
Yeah.
You know, so it was just a little tiny girl, you know, that was cute. And
Sweet.
She looked like a gingerbread boy girl.
It's like you were,
she's a gingerbread boy and she just looked like a gingerbread girl when she was little.
Right. It was like you were putting to bed all the kids in America, including Chastity. And you are very proud of Chaz.
Absolutely.
And everything's great with you guys.
Yes.
Yes.
Chaz, is in a play right now, and it was so much fun. They're this group called 30 Minute Musical, and they just take off movies that are really trash, and then they do hysterical things, and Chaz was unbelievable in Independence Day. She played the president. He played the president.
Wow.
Well, I'm a mother. I get to do that.
Yes, that's true. Well, Watch What Happens Live is, if we're being honest, all about hair. Hair systems, wigs, weaves, and no one has given us better hair in our lifetimes than Cher. Your hair's been through a lot, right?
No, you know, my hair hasn't been through anything.
Why?
Because wigs are just a lifesaver. Plus, on the Sonny and Cher show, I used to have to make 14 changes a show.
Right.
So there was nothing, you know, my hair was just came out at the beginning of the show and at the end. And so to do all those characters, I needed to have wigs. And the one time I didn't, I used my own hair and masked the director, who shall remain nameless.
Google it.
Right. Said, I would know when you were wearing a wig, so dye it. And I went in to make my black hair red, which is like, don't make your brown eyes blue, right? And it broke. And it looked like polka-dotted red and black hair, and so it just broke, and he never knew, and I just decided then, and even before then, I'm just never doing that again.
Right. But what I'm looking at now...
I keep my hair long and black, and now I have little tiny, I'm afraid to come out bangs.
Right, but this is your hair that I'm looking
at.
No? Oh, really? Wow, who knew? But the long hair from the day was...
Very good. And that's mine now.
Okay, back to the phones for Cher. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
I'm Nathan, and I'm calling from Newnan.
Hey, Nathan.
What's up?
Nothing. Hey, you're kind of mellow.
Hello?
You're kind of mellow, Nathan.
Thank you. I'm high.
Oh, you're high. Yeah. Excellent.
I had to get high to talk to
you. Excellent. Very good. This is our audience, Cher. Good. I'm down with that. What's your question, man?
I have a question. Do you know Chad Michaels from RuPaul's Drag Race?
Chad Michaels.
Right.
How do you feel about him actually altering his appearance to look like you?
Boy, I didn't know that. I just thought it was great with makeup. I don't know. You know, look, whatever someone wants to do, it's like, it's not, whatever you want to do is what you should do. As long as you have peace with it, that's, you know, makes you happy and you're not hurting anybody. You do what you want to do. That's what you get to do in life. And you only get to do it for a short time.
Right. Amen. Amen. The world according to Cher. Have you written a book?
Well, I wrote kind of a half-assed book, but it was kind of fun. I mean, everything was true. It was called The First Time, and it was like, I have to wait for everyone to die before I actually write a book.
The book.
Yeah.
Have you started, do you keep diaries? Have you spoken to someone? Do you and Paulette sit down with the tape recorder?
Yes, Paulie and I talk about it all the time, but you know, I'm not ready to put anything down on paper yet because who knows who's around.
Right.
I remember back when I was 3, so if I sat down to do it, but it's so, you know, if I was going to be honest, there would be things that, you know, you have to just have some big guillons to put down on paper.
Yes.
And stuff wouldn't be, some people wouldn't like some of the stuff, and some people would go, oh, good.
Oh, my gosh, would that be a major bestseller? Can't even handle it. Just thinking about it right now. Oh, my gosh.
I can whisper some of it into your ear.
Really? Okay. I'm down with that.
Okay,
back to the phones for Cher. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This is Patrick. I'm calling from Beverly Hills, darling.
Hey, she. What's your question, Patrick?
Hey, well, Andy, I love you. I want to be a talk show host. I look up to you so much.
Thank you.
Cher, my queen, I bow to you. My question for you is, if you were a scented candle, what fabulous scent would you be?
Oh, I was wondering that myself.
I would, you know what I would be? I would be uninhibited. My would be my perfume because I just liked it and I still have like 3 bottles left.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That was the name?
Yeah,
uninhibited.
Perfect name. I would be that candle because I like the smell.
Right.
Or the scent.
I'm assuming that you had, oh my God, it's our doorbell. Come in. Oh my gosh, it's Anderson Cooper, everybody! Hey, Coops! Oh my God! What's going on?
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Pull up a stool,
Thank
buddy.
You.
How are you? You never know who's going to show up in the Bravo Clubhouse.
I'm good.
I literally rushed down here. I got off the air at like 11 and I jumped in a car. I was like, I have to see Cher. I was texting with Kelly Ripa, who's like, run faster, faster.
Right. She's been going, I got like 12 texts from her during the show. She was going mental during the show.
Yeah.
Are you still a big CNN and C-SPAN viewer?
Yes, but I also, I split my time between MSNBC.
Okay. Oh. All right. And he's down.
No, he's but down. There are, wait,
no, but
you know
she
what?
Likes
there
it because
going,
she likes
there are a special. There, I mean, they're like you change channels sure. for the person yes. that you want to see.
But yes. let me just say, Cher watches a lot of news, and yeah. What's really cool about her, and nobody really knows this, and she doesn't make a big deal about it, but if there is something that she feels is wrong or she wants to help somebody who she sees, I have gotten calls from her saying, I would like to help this person. And she does it in a very low-key way that nobody really knows about. And wow. I just think it's really very cool.
Thank you.
Very nice. Very nice. She gave the jackal. I let her give the jackal of the night tonight.
I saw that.
Senator Cruz.
One other thing I just got to say is, of course, I grew up, you know, adoring you and watching you. And my mom always wanted to have a girl. She had four boys. And so she always called you her fantasy daughter. So I literally, when I was really young, I grew up thinking like, am I related to Cher? I don't quite, is Cher my sister? I don't really quite understand it, so.
That explains.
I don't know what that explains. I know, it shouldn't have come as a surprise.
Were you blown away and shocked and amazed yesterday by the Supreme Court ruling?
Yes, but I mean, it's about time, come on.
Right. Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, just because they did it didn't, I mean, they should have done it a lot. Actually, they should have never had to do it.
Yes.
You know, we should never have to do that kind of stupid stuff.
Yes. And were you watching the night before in Texas? That was an incredible, in the state legislature.
Yeah,
in
Wendy
Texas.
Davis, her filibuster.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you watching
no,
that?
No, I wasn't.
The other thing, I understand you watch C-SPAN a lot, and you used to call in to C-SPAN, and like, C-SPAN would get up, the anchor would be on the air, and there'd be a voice on the other phone saying like, there'd be like, okay, we're taking calls, and it'd be like, I'm calling from Malibu. and they'd be like, is this Cher?
No.
It's like, yes.
No, you know what happened? I first called from Miami, but I didn't want to say who I was. I kept trying to go around it and skirt it and not be me. And then finally the guy said, is this Cher? And he did. I don't remember. I was pissed off at something though.
You did really You did a really cool thing helping Marines with their helmets.
Yes.
With,
like, this remember, line, I came to you.
I remember the lining of helmets.
Right.
And during Katrina, you helped out people. Like, it was. You're really cool. I like that.
What else do you watch on TV, by the way?
I'm not a big TV person.
You're a big old movie person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a total big old movie person, and I. Kind of, this is going to be, I don't know if it's going to be embarrassing, but I don't care. I love the, and I called her the Long Island Madam the last time I said it, but the Long Island Medium.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's great. Yeah. She's been on, yeah,
I love
great.
Her because she's so unpolished and so all of her edges are on, and she reminds me of Sonny's family. Reminds me of Sonny's family.
Uh-huh.
She's always like in the supermarket and she just goes up to people like, in zucchinis and she's like, someone's coming to me right now.
Yeah. Yeah, she was reading our little audience when she was here. It was incredible. Right. We were pulling people up. What do you think of her hairdo?
I think it's her hairdo.
Right. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Let's see if we have another caller on the line for Cher. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Joanne from Long Island.
Hey, what's your question?
Oh, my God, Cher. Oh, my God. I could go on and on, but let's go a little on the fun side.
Okay.
Cher, who would you kill, marry, shag? The choices are Jack Nicholson, Nicolas Cage, and Dennis Quaid.
Okay, so you have to kill one, marry one, and shag one. The choices are Nicholson, Quaid, and Cage.
But I've worked with all of them, and I like all of them. I love them.
Who would you marry of that group?
Well, Nikki's crazy.
Okay, so you wouldn't marry him.
And Johnny's crazy, and maybe. Dennis was crazy. But I think I would take Dennis or Johnny. I would take probably Dennis.
Okay, who would you shag? Nicholson? I mean, in his prime.
I would tell you, there are stories about Johnny, and I actually think that he probably would be very, very good.
Right. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Lots of women and lots of...
Really?
Great.
Oh, really? Okay, so maybe Cage. Maybe Cage.
Oh, but I wouldn't know that.
Yeah. No, I mean, well, it's the game.
No.
Now, how do you feel about Nicki Minaj? She rapped something about you.
What I said was, and I didn't realize, you know, also, this was in the beginning. Not that I know shit about tweeting now. I still don't. I've been on it forever. I still don't know what I'm doing. But someone said, this chick, you know, Nicki Minaj, she, you know, threw shade on you. And I said, you know what, I don't know her, but you know, I've seen people come and I've seen people go and they just have their thing. And then she was like,
she did not care for that.
No. And her boyfriend was like, whoa.
Oh, really?
I will beat the shit out of you, bitch.
Wow. Really?
How dare they?
And then I said, are you good at it? And then someone said, he's really good at that.
Oh, right. Oh.
I don't know what that means.
I know.
No, I mean, it seems that he has, I don't know if, right.
Are we now talking about Chris Brown and Rihanna?
I don't, yeah. No.
We're talking about Nicki Minaj. All right. Let's go back to the phones for Cher. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Jamel from Brooklyn.
Hey, what's your question?
Well, first, Andy, I wanted to say last night you getting spanked by Martha Stewart was everything.
Oh, thank you. Martha Stewart spanked me last night on the air.
Yeah, she did.
It's a long story.
It was good. I loved it. I still got on my TiVo. My question is for, keep it on there.
It'll be worth something one day. Yeah.
My question is for Cher because Cher, your movies, your acting, your films from Moonstruck and Witches of Eastwick, my favorite is Mermaid. And you played in there with Christina Ricci and one of my other favorites, which is Winona Ryder. I was wondering, have you had a chance to keep up with those wonderful ladies? You know, because I just love the chemistry and everything.
I haven't seen either one of them lately, I must say. I kept up with them for a long while, but then they grew up and kind of, you know, went their way. And Noni, you know, went through that kind of strange period, but I think she's coming back. And
seems like it.
You know, she's a wonderful girl. They were both girls that were so cute. I used to sneak Christina M&M. She would come to my trailer for M&Ms because she was a little chunky, and the director was going, she can have no M&M, Cher. Noni was the sweetest. They were just. I had such a good time doing that movie, and also I was playing my mom in that movie, so it was really fun.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Do you like being on a set? Do you like that sort of family that develops around a movie?
I do. I really do. I love, like, talking to the tech people and, you know, hanging out, and I really love it. You know, on Burlesque, I really had a great, great time.
A gay guy in the audience just gasped.
I know. He just was so excited about you even saying Burlesque. We have got to wrap it up. Cher's single, Woman's World, is available now. Download it. She is performing Sunday at New York City's Pride's 27th annual Dance on the Pier. The album, Closer to Truth, is available September 24th. You can pre-order the deluxe version now. I want to thank my friend Anderson Cooper, AC360, AC420, Cher. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Tony Carino. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges. They will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200 million.
Thousands, not millions.
$200,000.
prepare, because it's about to be ugly crying.
Lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.